USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What I can say is that it is clear that this is one of New Zealand's darkest days.
That's New Zealand's Prime Minister on the shootings at two mosques that have left 49 people dead and dozens of others injured in the city of Christchurch. Four terrorists are now in custody. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says many of the victims are likely migrants and possibly refugees who chose New Zealand to be their home. And she says,
they are us.
Guns, except for hunters, are illegal in New Zealand. It's the first mass shooting there since the 1980s. The late winter storm that pasted Colorado with snow and hurricane-force winds now threatening the center of the nation with more heavy rains, flooding, and tornadoes. Those rains causing flooding and damaging roads and bridges in Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
12 Senate Republicans go against President Trump's executive order concerning a crisis at the southern border with Mexico. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky with the president's reaction.
Now, immediately after the vote in the Senate, President Trump tweeting in caps, veto. Then after his one-word tweet, the president writing a second one on this subject, saying, I look forward to vetoing the just-passed Democrat-inspired resolution, which would open borders while increasing crime, drugs, and trafficking in our country. I thank all of the strong Republicans who voted to support border security and our desperately needed wall. Exclamation point.
All U.S. diplomats are now out of Venezuela. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirming the departure in a tweet last night. The State Department had previously announced the withdrawal of its diplomatic staff amid a continued political crisis over the disputed reelection of President Nicolas Maduro. And this is USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
News now from Capitol Hill, where Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee about growing threats from China. USA Radio's John Clemens with the very latest.
That testimony during budget hearings on Capitol Hill included the Pentagon's concerns of the military advances being made by China in recent years.
China's defense spending approaches that of the United States when we take into account purchasing power and the portion of our budget going to military pay and benefits. That, coupled with China's organized approach to steal foreign technology, has allowed China to modernize its missile, space, and cyber capabilities, as well as project power far beyond its borders.
I'm John Clemens.
Changing gears now to television and a report ABC about to bring back two classic popular game shows. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
From Television City in Hollywood, it's Card Shark.
A report from Vulture says the network is going to reboot Card Sharks as well as Press Your Luck this spring, and that hour-long episodes are already being recorded. The two shows have been off the air for years, but they've enjoyed renewed popularity as reruns on the Game Show Network. ABC has not announced time slots for the shows. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Last time, our champion had just won another match.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.